What's up, guys? This is The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. I am so grateful to have you guys here. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. This is your space to learn about all things spiritual, powerful things coming your way, magic, and how to inspire a higher state of consciousness. My purpose is to help you re-remember and reawaken what is already inside of you, because we are powerful. We are meant to have and share a powerful experience on this planet, and that is what I want to bring closer to all of us, is that life, that ability that we all have to share love and share learning experiences in the Earth School. So if any of the messages in this podcast resonate with you, visit my social media. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I post spiritual content all the time. And if you're new to The Universe Just Recognized Herself, so grateful to have all you magical people listening and growing in awareness. So if you did not get a chance yet to order my book, How to Get Here, the links for purchase are in the description. You can purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Life Rich Publishing if you don't support either of those companies. I self-publish, and I do actually get most of the profit from Life Rich if you order from there. It is available as an ebook, and as far as the audiobook comes, still struggling to get it out there as a single self-producing content creator. I am taking up my graduation. I'm still graduating college and I'm very busy trying to get all my pieces together to publish the audiobook. It is recorded, however, it has not been released due to the very strict restrictions on the audio quality that Audible requires. So very, very soon you guys will have that audiobook in your hands. So excited for you to read How to Get Here. It is jam-packed full of wisdom and guidance for those of you who are starting your spiritual journey, or even for those of you who want to learn a little bit more about my life and my process of awakening and how I view the ego and some various parts about this aspect of life, the spiritual journey itself. So without further ado, wow, today is, I am uplifted in spirits because I feel the exponential growth across the board, across the collective. I feel people changing. I see it every day. I see the change, and it's because I changed within myself. And that's the message that I want to bring home for you today, is the reflection, the mirror that we all are, and the portal that is opening up, and how you can take advantage of this 212 portal that is coming up. It is a literal gateway into the highest timeline. We are all opening up the door, opening up the possibility to the magic that exists in this life. And if you choose that, if you choose to align yourself with the magic, if you choose to align yourself in something unbelievable, you will reap the benefits so abundantly, and you will rest forever in the Garden of Eden. We are awakening the consciousness of this planet, and it is amazing. It's amazing to me that my whole life actually has purpose. My whole life has meaning, and yours does too. And you are fulfilling a role, fulfilling a certain purpose that is serving the entire world, serving the majority of existence. Just by being alive, you being alive today serves the functionality of the entire universe. Because you are alive, I will repeat this again. Because you are alive, you are serving the entire functionality of this universe. It would not be the same without you, ever. It would never function the same. When we talk about such topics such as divine timing and what divine timing is, the divine timing, time itself, is this concept that bridges us between space. We measure space. That's how I like to think of time, is measured space. And when you give someone space to change, when you give yourself space to adapt to the changes and to heal, when you give yourself time, you can align yourself with the divine. A little rhyme. Oh my gosh, I'm still rhyming. That was funny. So, giving yourself space, giving others space for the change, for the growth to conspire, it puts it lifts up everyone. Because you are alive and choosing a path of love, choosing the spiritual path. If you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely spiritual and you want to expand your consciousness because you understand that the ego is ripping you to pieces, man. It's exhausting. Living out of the ego is exhausting. It's self-sabotage consistently. And it's exhausting. But that's why we choose to meditate. That's why we choose to. It's all about choices. It's all about making the right choices. The choices which are comprised of love, compassion. When you can choose love and compassion and align yourself with those values through the practice of gratitude and other various tactics in your life, giving to people, be feeling grateful for being alive, being grateful for the people that are around you. As without, so within, right? So whatever you want in your life, if you want something out of your life, you have to look within yourself first. You have to find that within yourself first. If you want love, if you want abundance, if you want success, if you have this vision for yourself and you keep sabotaging your own future, you keep stopping yourself, limiting yourself through limiting beliefs, which are only made through the ego. Our limiting beliefs, our programmed patterns, are all comprised of the ego. And it's not a bad thing. That's something that I've learned very recently, is how to forgive my ego, how to love my ego for the purpose that it served. I said, "I love you, ego." That's what I said. I was like, I love you. Thank you for protecting me and for keeping me safe. Thank you, ego, for teaching me." Right? We're all a little bit split. We all have a split personality. Some of us may choose to adopt them a little bit more than others. Some of us may choose to align ourselves and even give names to those personalities, but we all have them. We would not be on this planet if we weren't fractured and broken. That's what allows us to experience and to learn, is by seeing the duality, by seeing the difference. Becoming the observer, observing the thoughts, observing both the ego and the higher self, observing and being aware of all that is outside of you. That is what the spiritual path is about, and that is such an important message. If you need to go back through and listen to this podcast again, repetition, repetition, repetition. The more that you repeat these ideas, the more that you share and grow, and if you resonate with these ideas, go back and listen to them again. Because I 100% guarantee you that you choosing to listen to this podcast, you're already choosing programming instead of positive programming is what I want to say. Positive programming. You're choosing a higher alignment and a higher timeline for yourself by choosing love and compassion and forgiveness and to heal always. Looking at the triggers, becoming the observer and choosing the higher self instead of choosing the ego, and forgiving yourself for the moments that you do take a step backward. You take a step backward sometimes. I'll share with you a little bit about my personal experience in all of what I'm talking about. So, I had gotten to this place of my consciousness when I had left for Hawaii, when I wrote my book, How to Get Here, and I was fully expanded. I knew that I was accessing almost near 100% of my consciousness. I was living, breathing, walking in spirit. And then when I came home, I was faced in a reality where people didn't believe me. And I was flown into this realm of doubt and the dark night of the soul and all these really, really terrible places. But it was part of my path. It was part of what I had to experience. Full belief to full doubt, and now back to, I finally can say that I am in the space that I was when I left from Hawaii, which is so funny to say because the journey is not linear, guys. When I talk about timelines earlier, when I was mentioning time and how time is not real, it's just a concept of space. We give ourselves space to grow. Hawaii gave me that space. She held me in her heart and gave me that space to be able to access those higher states of consciousness. And then when I came home to experience a different setting and grow in new ways, I had to take a few steps backward. I wasn't ready to fully embody those higher states of consciousness because there were still more parts of me that needed to be healed. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to look deeper inside. Look deeper into the person that you are right now and ask yourself what needs to be healed. Because the higher you go, the deeper you go, the darker you get. Your shadow only weighs as heavy as your light is strong and bright. This year's color of the year is, I talk about this in one of my TikTok videos that I made, but Pantone's color of the year is gray and yellow. How perfect, how divine of them to choose, whether consciously or subconsciously, such contrasting colors that represent the illumination of this earth, of the risingness of this consciousness that we can all attain for ourselves. Every single being, you listening to this podcast, you are listening to this because you would like to be enlightened. You would like to sit in the state of enlightenment and to reach that state of consciousness, that state of being that is present, that is peaceful, at peace. No more mind games. It just is. It exists because it can exist. Because you can just exist and be as you are. You can just be. We can all learn to just be and to love life and to receive things and to be abundant. That is the space that we're entering into, the portal that's opening up. And if you are someone who continuously is choosing love and compassion and forgiveness, regardless of maybe messing up every once in a while, especially right now during the Mercury retrograde, a lot of old habits are coming up, resurfacing. The universe is testing us to make sure that we are getting rid of those old paradigms. The universe is always testing us to make sure that we are on top of our game. That we are in alignment with ourselves. And even when we do mess up, just forgiving ourselves, knowing that it's another choice to be made next time. There's no such thing as mistakes. Only lessons, only things to learn. And when you notice a pattern, when you notice something happening again, take a step back, pause, say, okay, what is this teaching me? What did I do last time? What can I do next time? The universe gives so many chances to us, always is forgiving, presents these lessons to us so that we can attain higher levels of consciousness. It's how it works. Leveling up or whatever. Taking a break when you need to. God, you're putting in so much work. You listening to this podcast. Yeah, you. You are putting in so much work, and I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you for putting in all of the work. You are holding up a frequency for this planet that is so deserving of love. You are holding up a frequency that is sustaining a better world. You have a vision. You want to live in a world of peace and love. So you choose to embody it. Choosing to embody love, choosing to embody kindness, compassion for yourself and for others. When we choose those states of being, we are rewarded. We are rewarded because it is what drives this universe. Love is the driving force of the universe. It is the flow. Love is the flow. It's a beautiful flow, to flow with the flow. And to breathe. If you're still with me, taking a second, when was the last time you breathed? Prana is what allows us to exist. Throughout my day, I will constantly be making time to breathe. I will constantly make time to slow down and to bring awareness to my breath, bring myself home. That's been a very useful strategy for when I do go some interesting places. When situations are stressful, I choose to align myself with my breath because it keeps me safe. It keeps me in a state of love and compassion. Brings me centered and grounded. I know that so many of us are learning and experiencing so many new things that we never even thought to be possible. But I cannot stress this enough. When you choose gratitude, when you live in a state of love and embodying what it means to always be acting in love, you will step through this portal. The gates of heaven on earth. That is what we are meant to experience. When we can dissolve the aspects of our ego that are holding us back from experiencing those things. We have been programmed to believe so many things about our existence. That is why I do not watch TV anymore. It's because I'm out programming. I'm getting rid of the junk. That's why I eat vegetables instead of processed foods. I eat things that come from the earth, as much as possible, anyway. Mostly eating a raw food diet and choosing to reap the benefits that this planet has for us. I'm going to make a podcast episode next week about my diet and how I view veganism, vegetarianism, and plant-based eating altogether. So stay tuned for that. But this portal that's opening up is something that you can take advantage of if you align yourself with the higher self, if you align yourself with love and compassion and forgiveness, even when you slip up, even when you slip up. If you are someone who is feeding into your ego, how can you stop it? How can you stop feeding into that voice in your head that keeps pulling you down instead of pulling you up? Yoga and meditation have done that for me. Sticking to it, getting committed. Committing myself to yoga and meditation. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. My imperfections are what make me grow and learn. But I am here to tell you that it does get easier. It does get easier. I was so lost for so long. I was on autopilot my whole life. And now I hear birds singing and feel what it feels like to actually be aware of my surroundings, the space that I'm taking up. Instead of simply sitting on a couch or walking outside, I feel the air on my skin. I'm smelling the air around me. I'm tasting food more vibrantly. really taking in the human experience to what it actually is supposed to be, present and peaceful. You, it is possible. Enlightenment is possible. And I really, really, really hope and trust and believe in all of you listening to this podcast. I do. I do, I do, I do. I believe in you. I believe in you. And you should too. It is so possible. It's your journey. This is your journey, your life. Do what you enjoy. Find what it is that you enjoy. Tap into what it means to be abundant and forgive people in your life. Some of you listening to this podcast need to forgive. We're all living in this space that is op giving us the opportunity. This portal is giving us the opportunity. 212 is the date. 212. Step ladder portal to abundance. It's your ticket to all that you've ever dreamed of if you let go of fear and doubt and worry, anxiety. I know it can be hard for some of us who've been experiencing these things for our whole lives. But we choose. Why meditation and yoga help are because when you meditate, when you put yourself in a situation with breathing techniques that put your body under stress, you're training your body, you're training your physiological responses to adapt to that stress through breathwork practices. So, if you have ever felt anxious during a presentation, it's because your body is putting yourself under stress. It's a physiological response. It's your brain, right? Can't control it. That's just it. You can't control it, right? But you can control the response and prepare yourself for that response over and over and over again by putting yourself forcefully under that stress through breathing techniques. That's why meditation through breath work practices work. That's why yoga works. You're putting your body under certain measures of stress so that when you're in a stressful situation, you can respond rather than react. So that's why it works. It's science. And when you choose to align yourself with love, the universe will love you back for loving yourself and for loving those around you. Doesn't mean you got to be happy all the time. I'm not happy all the time. I mean, sort of. I feel a lot of things. I feel a lot of things, and it's okay to feel all the things. We are humans, and we don't have to feel happy all the time. It's nice to be content, not so much always happy. So, if you're someone who resonated with anything, any of these messages that I shared with you today, it would mean the world to have you share this podcast on Instagram, through TikTok, share it with your friends or family members, maybe anyone who is seeking advice, seeking answers, seeking something. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Universe Just Recognized Herself. If you haven't yet ordered my book, it's called How to Get Here, and the links for purchase are in the description. Reminding those of you again, for those of you who have not read my journey yet, my awakening, and how I believe that some of the information in that book can really help you in adopting a more loving, compassionate, and forgiving lifestyle. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Ciao.